Okay, this is Paul's final trip to Jerusalem. In Acts chapter, we were reading there in Acts chapter 22, as after he gets he's making a speech. But at start, I think the context would start right here in verse 17. Who's the we in the verse? Somebody might help me out. I think it's isn't it Timothy and Paul and I don't know who the we is, but when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. Luke would have been there. Yes, absolutely. Right. Thanks. In verse 18, and the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. So let's identify who Paul is and us went into. James is the half-brother of Jesus Christ. He's the dude in charge of the little flock of kingdom saints at that time. And all the elders were present. That means Peter and John were there. James the apostle was killed by the sword in Acts chapter 12. But all elders were present. Peter himself identifies himself as an elder. John, the writer of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, identifies himself as an elder, so he was present. So they're in Jerusalem, and that's who's gathered together. You see that, Laura? You see that? That's who's having this conversation in Jerusalem. And when he had saluted them, Paul declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. By his ministry. And then they respond. I think you started reading in verse 21, right, Laura? And they respond with, and when they heard it, they being James and all the elders were present, and when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. They are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. So Paul's ministry, that's an indication that in Paul's ministry, they're talking about members of the church, the body of Christ. And members of the church, the body of Christ, we know that there's verse 28, there it is. I want to read the verse, I want to get it right. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. But you know what? That's in the flesh. That's in the spiritual body of Christ. In the flesh, there's still a difference between, you know, the Jew and the Greek. There's still a difference between the bond and the free. And there's definitely still a difference in the male or female, right? Okay? So I just wanted to bring that saying that ought not. So as members of the church, the body of Christ, they don't keep the law of Moses anymore, the Jews, right? Or the Greeks. Do therefore this that we say to thee, we have four men which have a vow on them. Did I skip a verse? Maybe I did. Good. a lot of text going by, so I'm losing my place here. Verse 22, what is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. This is still James speaking to Paul. Do therefore this that thou we say to thee, we have four men which have a vow on them. This is James speaking. Think. Take them and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from the things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Where'd you stop reading there, Laura? Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple, and to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification until an offering should be offered for every one of them. Okay, so this is just a confirmation. Verse 24, take them and purify, do therefore this that we say to thee, we have four men, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee, James, the things concerning Paul are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keep the law contained in ordinances. The ordinance, and this goes back to that Acts chapter 15 meeting. Remember I was talking about that? Earlier, Paul's third trip back to Jerusalem. I suggest you go back and read Acts chapter 15 and compare it to Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 through is it verse 10. But I'll start reading here. This is after they've gotten together and they've come to the conclusion. I should probably back up. Yeah, I'm going to back up here. And again, this is James, the brother of John, speaking. Okay, after the meeting is concluded, they shook hands with Paul and Barnabas, right? And James, the half-brother of Jesus Christ, the head dude of the little flock of kingdom saints, the church which is at Jerusalem, he's speaking here as well. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble them not, which from among the Gentiles are turned to God. Let's see if you make the connection here. But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornications and from things strangled and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased at the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas and Silas, chief among the brethren. And they wrote letters. So you see the ordinances that came out of this Acts 15 meeting? Verse 15:24. They gave no commandment that they be circumcised. Compare that to Acts 21, right? It seemed good in Barnabas and Saul. Let me just start reading again, just to reemphasize. And these are your cross references. Okay. As far as James and the others were concerned, in Acts chapter 21, these ordinances were still in place. in Acts chapter 21. These ordinances that came out of the Acts 15 meeting, verse 29, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, from which things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well, fare ye well. Okay? So maybe we should go back to verse chapter 21. And make that comparison. As touching Gentiles, which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. See the connection there? See the connection there now? Now those are the ordinances. See your hand, Brian. Those are the ordinances that Paul praises the Corinthians for keeping. Be ye follower of me, even as I also am of Christ. Look at verse 2. I mean, people that say, Romans 2 Philemon. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. And then he goes on to talk about in the main, he talks about hairdos and head coverings, but then the main subject of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is the Lord's Supper, right? It's the Lord's Supper. You know, eating the Lord's Supper, and how the Corinthians, which I said earlier, is a mixed group of people, mixed bunch. So no wonder when you get a bunch of different people together, you know there's going to be problems, especially where food is concerned, especially where these ordinances are concerned. Okay? And so that's the difference between... That's another one of those transitions. That's another one of those events that has everything to do with this subject that we were talking about earlier. These Corinthians, during the time period of the book of Acts, you know, during the dispensation of the gospel of Christ to the Jew first and also to the Greek, they had ordinances to follow, right? Those ordinances that came out of the Acts 15 meeting, for example. Which Paul... Is this making sense to you there in Acts 21 now? But the people that Paul wrote to after the time period of the book of Acts, if I could type... like the Ephesians and the Colossians, were not subject to any ordinances. And let me see if I can connect the dots on what ordinances Paul is talking about. In Colossians chapter 2. And these Colossians are the far hence Gentiles that Paul said he was going to be sent to in Acts chapter 22. Right? Remember we were just talking about that? That transition period? Right? The far hence, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. The goy Gentiles. The ones, well... These Colossians are an example of those, that condition of the Bible. Verse 20, wherefore if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Do you see that? Taste not, touch not. Right? The ordinances that came out of that Acts 15 meeting, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Hey, there's Gracie. Ordinances. That's also what the middle wall of partition was about. The Ephesians are an example of those far hence Gentiles. They were at that time you were without Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. Whereas the Corinthians, the Galatians, the Romans, the Thessalonians, they were allied with the nation of Israel. They were Greeks. They were seeking after the wisdom of God. They did have God in the world. They did have hope. They were not strangers from the covenants of promise. They were allied with the commonwealth of Israel. You see the two conditions of Gentiles in the Bible. So that middle wall of partition, and I won't go there, of Ephesians chapter 2, if we keep reading there, that was between those that Paul delivered the ordinances to, and those who didn't. And I'll just show you where Paul makes that distinction, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Paul includes himself in there, right? That we should be to the praise who first trusted in Christ. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek Gentiles. Not all Greek, all Greeks are Gentiles, but not all Gentiles are Greeks. I put verse 16. Okay? That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And then compared with, and this would be us. We're included in this second group, in whom ye also trusted. Verse 11, or verse 12, we. Verse 13, ye. We who first trusted, in whom ye also trusted. Right? After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.